ಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ
ವಸುದೇವ ಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ
ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧೇ
ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧೇ
ಕುಲಾರವಿಂದಾಯತ ಪತ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪಃ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ನೂನ್, ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಜಾಯ್ನಿಂಗ್. ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 3 weeks ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್. It's the beginning of 2025. It's the first session in 2025. Bhagavad Gita, we completed the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita called as Purushottama Yoga. Now moving on to the next one, it's Daiva Asura Sampat Vibhaga Yoga. This chapter is talking about the classification of divine wealth and demonic wealth. Everyone, what is demonic wealth? What is divine wealth? Divine wealth stays with us all the time. Demonic wealth is the one, it stays with us. It appears to be very enchanting, but end up for our own downfall. The divine wealth is of use even in the last minute of our life. Divine wealth, those who acquire that one, it stays there with them, accompanies them when they leave also. When they leave, when the body drops off, the soul takes that one along. This chapter talks about one who acquires the divine wealth, they never will be impoverished in this life, not only in this life or coming life also. They will have abundance in life. Whereas the demonic wealth, what you acquire, it is only for this life. It may not be of utility when you are old. It may not be of use. And it won't come along with you. Nobody has taken any wealth. However wealthy they are, no one has taken even a cent along with them when they die. However big shot I am, when I die, I have to give up everything. That is the demonic wealth, temporary utility. One person was saying that lot of money I have, but I can't enjoy. This old age, how much I can eat? I can eat only this much. I may have crores of rupees, billions of rupees, millions of dollars, and how much I need? Only this much. I can't eat more than that one. So, all my life I struggled to acquire temporary wealth, never paid attention to what accompanies me. That is called a spiritual wealth, divine wealth. Shri Krishna here in this chapter talks about what is the lasting wealth, what is temporary wealth. But strangely enough, majority of the population across the world are interested only in the temporary wealth. Only temporary show off, but they are not interested in what they can take it along with them. That majority of the population, they are not interested. Here Shri Krishna talks about what are the divine wealths one must acquire, and what are the demonic wealth. The demonic wealth, it's of the temporary wealth. In the last shloka of this chapter, Shri Krishna talks about acquire the wealth, go by what scriptures are talking about. Tasma shastram pramanam te karya akarya vyavasthito jnatva shastram vidanoktam karma kartu iharhasi. Learn from the scriptures, learn from the teachers what has to be acquired, what scriptures are talking about. Acquire the divine wealth, karma kartu iharhasi. Karma, then you act in this world now. Not to say, I will start working, I will start acquiring these ones when I am old. Iha. Iha means here, Iha means now. Not to postpone. Not to postpone when you have the energy, when you have the strength. Jnatva. Know what has to be acquired and karma kartu. Then, act accordingly. Act accordingly, you have to act. Not to postpone, iha arhasi. Know and throw your heart behind what have acquired knowledge and invest the divine wealth. Invest on divine wealth, enrich yourself and enrich the lives of others. And I have been touching upon the stories after stories from Mahabharata. Mahabharata is a Mahabhara. So heavy, it is, they say, all the scriptures of this world, when you put it on one side, they cannot match the magnanimity of Mahabharata. Mahabharata is so profound. All scriptures of all religion, if you put on one side of the pan, it cannot match the weight of the Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the message of Vedas are contained in this one. Message of Upanishad contained in this one. Mahabharata has the centerpiece, Bhagavad Gita has. Spoken, told by Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself to all of us in the form of, he used Arjuna as a pretext. Arjuna as an tool to give an eternal message. Eternal message in Ramayana, Bhagavan Ramachandra, he did not give the Upadesha, but he lived through by example. And in Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in the next incarnation, Sri Krishna, he not only the whatever Ramachandra lived, and based on that one, Bhagavad Gita, how one should live. It is easy to say you do that one. Bhagavan himself showed as Ramachandra how to lead a life. How to lead a life in times of crisis. Not to buckle down. Ramachandra showed. Here Bhagavan Sri Krishna tells this one to Arjuna. To understand Bhagavad Gita, you need a reference of Ramayana. You need a reference of Mahabharata's character also. When you read the Mahabharata, then you understand what Sri Krishna is implying. In Mahabharata, there is one story, Drupada. Drupada, he had many wives, but he did not have the male issue. Children, he did not have. Male issue. One of the earlier son was Shikhandi. Shikhandi, he was also the son of Drupada. He was born, I will talk about the story of Shikhandi next class. He was born as by the curse of a yaksha. He was born as a girl, but later on he got converted into male. he converted into male by Shiva's grace, and he played a very important role in Mahabharata war also. And once he wanted to have the son, so he approached the priest. He was looking for a right priest to do the yaga. He approached at that time two priests, brothers, Yaja and Upayaja. Well-known priests were there. They very popular. He approached them and requested them to do Putra Kameshti Yaga. Please do the Yaga and so that I will get a male issue. And they, Yaja and Upayaja, said, "Sorry, we are not interested. Even this Yaga and this Yajna, doing that one, it will disturb our sadhana. We are not interested." Drupada tried to tempt them, saying that he will give a lot of gold, a lot of wealth, a lot of land, but they were not interested. They said, "Sorry, we are not coming." Then Drupada, out of desperation, he said he will give 1 million cow with calf as a dana. Godana will do. Hearing Godana, they accepted. The Godana, he is giving a Godana, they accepted to come. Yaja and Upayaja, they came to do the Putra Kameshti Yaga. They so powerful priests, they themselves were doing sadhana. Whatever they do, it will surely will yield a result. They were doing the yaga, and Purnahuti time came, and he told Drupada, "Get your wife, bring your wife here. You have to do the Purnahuti." Drupada sent a message to his wife. Wife said, "I am doing the makeup. They can wait. I am doing applying the lipstick. They can wait." He sent twice. She said, "Wait, I am not yet ready. I am not yet ready." Purnahuti time, she was busy in makeup. They can wait. And it is not the story of current. Now we can understand everyone busy in makeup. But at that time, Mahabharata, Vedavyasa documented, she was saying, "I am busy makeup, I will come when I am ready." So Yaja and Upayaja, they got infuriated. This no interest in what we are doing, they, Purnahuti, they themselves put. They themselves put out of anger, this the Yajamana and Yajamani, they are not very serious. They put immediately from fire, big the Agni came out. Agni, they were offering to the Agni. Agni came out. From there, it came out like a brilliance of Agni came out. Drishtadyumna. From there, already the like youthful appearance, the radiant like fire came out as a Drishtadyumna. Drishtadyumna, from Agni came out Drishtadyumna, and along with that one, another lady came out, so radiant like Agni, Draupadi. Draupadi and Drupada, Drishtadyumna and so radiant, brilliant like gold, they came out. So in Ramayana, whatever we are doing, offering, we offer it to Agni. First we do the offering to the Agni. Agni is like a postman. Whatever offering we are giving to any, Agne Yeswaha, Agne Idam Nama, Indra Yeswaha, Indra Idam Nama, Rudra Yeswaha, Rudra Idam Nama, Namama Vishna Vishnave Swaha Vishnave Idam Nama. Whatever we do, he is a postman, he just carries our message. So your our ahuti we are offering to the Agni. Agni is in the front. Whatever we do, Agni is in the front. So in Ramayana, the Kapi Sainya, the commander in chief of Sugriva was Nila. Nila was an incarnation of Agni. So Agni in the front. Agni here for Pandavas, the commander in chief was Drishtadyumna. So again Agni is in the front. Drishtadyumna was the commander in chief of Pandava side in the Mahabharata war. In Ramayana, Nila was the commander in chief. There is a similarity. Agni is in the front. Agni is the commander, is Senadipati. Senadipati in both. And Draupadi came, and once they came, immediately Drupada's wife came running and apologized. Sorry, great mistake has been done. I was supposed to do that one, I wanted these children to be born through me. Since you yourself put, they had come out of the Agni, and she pleaded for forgiveness. Yaja and Upayaja said, we will bless you, and Draupadi and Drishtadyumna will call you as mother, Amma. Otherwise, through the Yajna, they would have born through Drupada's wife. Since she did not come, they put the Purnahuti directly into the fire. From fire they came out. And Drupada's wife, she could have had an opportunity of getting the children through her, but because of her negligence, they were born in the fire directly. But they blessed her that Draupadi and Drishtadyumna will call you as Amma, mother. And that is the consolence. And for us also, in the Yajna, whatever we are doing, had to have interest, not to impress. All our activities only to impress, only to impress others. What is important for the yajna in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, Sri Krishna talks about various yajna. Another name of Sri Krishna is Yajna Narayana. Another name of yajna is Narayana. So yajnosmi japa yajnosmi, even japa is also, it's a japa yajna. Breathing is a yajna, and eating is a yajna. Brahmarpanam brahmahavi brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmaiva tena gantavyam brahma karma samadina. Sri Krishna gives various type of yajna, and Sri Krishna says not to do it anything mechanically. With the devotion you do, that is the story of the birth of Draupadi and Drishtadyumna. Draupadi and Drishtadyumna. Draupadi, she had a body such that ageless body. For us, as we age, we start losing body, start losing strength. But scriptures talk about Draupadi, even at the age of 70, her body was like a 20-year-old. So fresh, born of Agni, so pure. When the purity is there, body doesn't become old easily. And the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter is called as Shodasha Adhyayaha. Shodasha means 16th chapter. Here, after concluding the 15th chapter, last shloka, Sri Krishna talks about uttama purushastva anyaham paramatma udahritaham yo lokatriya avishya ಬಿಭರ್ತ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಈಶ್ವರ, ದ ಹೈಯರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ ಜೀವ, ಹೈಯರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ತತ್ವ, ಉತ್ತಮ ಪುರುಷ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ. ಯೋ ಲೋಕತ್ರಯ ಆವಿಷ್ಯ, ದಟ್ ಉತ್ತಮ ಪುರುಷ ಪರ್ವೇಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್, ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಆಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಎಸ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್. ಯೋ ಲೋಕತ್ರಯ ಆವಿಷ್ಯ ಬಿಭರ್ತ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಈಶ್ವರ, ಹಿ ಸಸ್ಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸಸ್ಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಅವ್ಯಯ, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಕನ್ಸ್ಯೂಮ್, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಸೀಡ್, ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಸೀಡ್. ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಸೀಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್, ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಜರ್ಮಿನೇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್, ವೇರ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಸೀಡ್, ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಸೀಡ್. ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್, ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ಲಿ ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ಹಿ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಉತ್ತಮ ಪುರುಷ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗಾನ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಶ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ರೌಪದಿ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಐ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಶ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರೇಡಿಯಂಟ್. ವಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೈ, ವೇರ್ ಆಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಶ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್. ಟು ನೋ ಹಿಮ್, ಹೌ ಟು ನೋ ಹಿಮ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ 16th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಟು ನೋ ದ ಉತ್ತಮ ಪುರುಷ, ಹೌ ಟು ನೋ, ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 26 ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಕ್ವೈರ್, 26 ಡಿವೈನ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. Acquire 26 divine wealth, inexhaustible wealth. Having acquired, you will know about Uttama Purusha. Without acquiring the divine wealth, only with the pocket wealth, only with your political connection, you cannot understand, comprehend the Uttama Purusha. To understand the Uttama Purusha, you need to acquire 26 divine wealths. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ. ಅಭಯಂ ಸತ್ವ ಸಂಶುದ್ಧಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಿ, ದಾನಂ ದಮಶ್ಚ ಯಜ್ಞಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ತಪ ಆರ್ಜವಂ. ಎಗೈನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ. ಅಭಯಂ ಸತ್ವ ಸಂಶುದ್ಧಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಿ, ದಾನಂ ದಮಶ್ಚ ಯಜ್ಞಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ತಪ ಆರ್ಜವಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿತ್ ದ 26 ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಮೇನ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಸೀಕರ್, ಡಿವೈನ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. ಭಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಿಯರ್, ಭಯ ಅಭಯ, ಅಭಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಫಿಯರ್, ನೋ ಫಿಯರ್, ನೋ ಫಿಯರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಸೀಕರ್, one who sees the Bhagavan everywhere, trailokya mahavishya, one sees the Lord everywhere, one sees the Lord within, never gets scared in life. What will happen when I am alone? What will happen when I become old? What will happen when everyone has gone? I am alone. What happens when I die? When I alone, what will happen? I am very scared to walk in the dark. What happens if somebody comes behind me? What will happen? What will happen? The quality of a seeker, the spiritual seeker, is abhaya. Abhaya, no fear. Come what may, Bhagavan is with me all the time. When he is there with me all the time, why I should be scared? Why spiritual sadhana is required? Now we have behind me the Bhagavan Vasudeva's Murti. This morning I showed the energy. I don't know whether you are here, maybe no, after the class I was demonstrating the spiritual energy a divine energy. When you have the temple, place of worship, where the sadhana is done, so much of positive aura. Around you, there is a protective shield. We take vaccination. Vaccination, why we take? We need to get protected from bacteria, virus or whatever. I need to get immunity. Immunity, I need a protective shield. I put a security camera everywhere so that I get the protective shield. I need the celebrities, they have Z category, Y category security around them. But one who is doing the sadhana, there is a divine protection around them. Divine protection, something is protecting them. Always the divine aura around them doesn't allow the negative things come close to them. When I am going in the outside, people with wrong eyes, wicked eyes, people may be cursing you. The evil eyes, in English they say evil eyes, they wish ill of others. When they wish, when you do not have the protective shield, we get sick often. We sick often. I don't have any immunity, and some places they tie the armlet, waistlet as the protection, divine protection. Same is when we are doing the japa, when you are around in the divine sanctity, in the positive sadhana, doing the japa, you get divine protection. One who is doing the divine protection, always free from fear. Free from fear, we are going to the Himalaya Yatra in June, around 25-27 people, we are going from three continents, we are going, and one person said, I want to come, but I am scared. I am scared, I may die. Even we think it is easy, they say I am going there that far, what happens if I fall sick, if I die? Life is filled with anxiety, stress. When I was working in Harihar long time back, another 23 year old, my roommate, he had some small chest pain. He started, I'm going to die. We can't handle anything out of norm. Something happens, we get so scared, anxiety. In Australia, they say 40% of youths have anxiety problem. We are so conditioned. Our Deviji, she was saying that heat wave in Melbourne, 39 degrees. In Western countries, we can see anything out of this one, our mind is rattled. We can't handle. We can't handle the change. Anything out of the predefined condition, we can't handle. The spiritual sadhaka is the one, come what may, no complaints. No complaints, able to handle. One who has abhaya acquires this one, there is no mental health problem. Mental health issues we get so scared. What will happen? My neighbor is becoming, got a very good job, making lot of money. I'm anxiety. I'm not doing. My neighbor has built a big house. I am depressed. So, it is abhaya means happy for no reason. Always seeing the God everywhere, it is the quality of a sadhaka. Spiritual sadhaka, how do you define a spiritual sadhaka and non-sadhaka? Spiritual sadhaka, whatever happens, Bhagavan is with me. So much of conviction, so much of conviction. I am in Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the 9th chapter, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvashchanti Nigachyati Kaunteya Pradijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Sri Krishna in the 9th chapter says, my devotee is never forsaken. My devotees are never forsaken. I won't leave my devotees in lurch. Nanna bhaktaranna yavattu kai bidalla. I won't forsake my devotee. Make a sankalpa. Whenever mind becomes restless, say this one, Bhagavan's devotees are never forsaken. My Bhagavan's devotees are never forsaken. Make that sankalpa. That is the abhaya. You get the so fearless. When you have that one, when the Bhagavan is with you, when you are abhaya, you are unstoppable in the world. Nobody can stop. You conquer the outer world. You walk like a lion. Now I am so scared. What others will think? What others will think? When you have the abhaya, you walk like a lion and you conquer the outer world and inner world, because you have realized the presence of Bhagavan within and around you. Abhaya, Sri Krishna says, that is the first sign of a devotee. A devotee, if the devotee says, I have an anxiety problem, I am worried, that means that person is not a devotee. Devotee, spiritual wealth, is so happy. No fear, always smile in the face. Abhayam, the abhayam, sattva samshuddhi, to get become fearless, sattva, calm your mind. Calm your mind, never think wrong things. If a world is always the same, even 2025 also same, 1825 also world was like this, 1625 also world was like this. The situation, always people are good and bad people are there. Not to say that time has become very wicked, time has become very bad. Always situation were the same, good people were there, bad people were there, and not to associate with the wrong company, always associate with positive thinking, sattva samshuddhi, keep your mind clean. If you are thinking only about a negative, your mind becomes negative, and negative. If you are thinking about the bad incidents again and again, your aura also changes. If you think about the positive things, count your blessings rather than shortfalls. When you count, make a table, right side, think about how many blessings you have, and think about shortfalls. Always you have more than your bad. Like health is there, good life is there, and your family good, job good, you are right from childhood. So many good things. Maybe few things may not be perfect, but think about your blessing. So much of blessing. You had good children, the good spouse. Count on the blessings, not to think about this is my karma. This is my karma. Not to keep on saying that one. The mind becomes very polluted, because if you pollute, when you are old, when you are in a deathbed, only what you are thinking negative will come to you. Always keep your mind fresh. Think about Bhagavan. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi. think good, think positive, associate with positive people, noble people, listen to the good things in life. Sattva Samshuddhi Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. One way of Sattva Samshuddhi, declutter the mind, time to time, go on retreat. While I'm here in Melbourne, on the 18th and 19th, we are having a two-day yoga retreat in Om Shanti Dham, on the banks of Kaveri in the middle of the forest. Their phone also won't work. Time to time, take time off for yourself. In June, we are going to Himalayas for about 10-12 days. You are disconnecting yourself from your routine, and when you are doing the routine things, mind becomes mechanical. When you start doing out of routine, mind gets refreshed. Sattva Samshuddhi. Time to time, disconnect from the society. Go for your sadhana. In Mahabharata also was talking about, whenever mind was upset, Vidura, whenever he was had mind upset, he used to go on a pilgrimage. Balrama, whenever he had disagreement with Sri Krishna, and to come to terms, he used to go on pilgrimage. People used to go on pilgrimage time to time. Every year they say, you take time off for time for reflection, rejuvenating, for decluttering the mind. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi Jnana Yoga Vivasthitihi. When time off, not to time off to surface paradise, not to time off to on a picnic. Your Jnana Yoga, time off to acquire the knowledge. When the time off, not to think that one, something new. I want to learn new. I want to learn the higher things. Jnana Yoga. Try to learn about the Bhagavan, the Eternal. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. Vyavasaya. Vyavasaya means, whenever you're taking the time off, strive for acquiring the knowledge. Vyavasaya means Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kurunandana. I want to know one, the highest. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. I want to know about that one. Then Sri Krishna talks about one is Abhaya, second one is Sattva Samshuddhi, calm mind, third one is knowledge. Try to acquire the knowledge. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. The fourth one is called as Dhanam. Dhanam is the one way to purify yourself, is charity. Charity, always do the charity. Charity, the best way to purify you is giving. Giving like I talked about charity, you are exhaling. Why you exhale? Exhale also is a charity. If you have to remove the impurities. If I don't exhale, then the impurity starts building up, and all sickness will come. Dana also, giving the charity. Charity is a way of purification. We acquired so many things, wrong things, good things, whether I earned it in a right means or wrong means. The dana, what accompanies one who is about to die, is the dana. The charity, one who gives the charity is the light, it guides the soul up. A stingy person is the one, he not able to enjoy here, and whatever that person has earned, it goes into the wrong, can go into the wrong hands. So dhanam means give the charity to the right cause. Give the charity to right cause so that you continue to live beyond your shelf life. The charity even acquire the knowledge and teaching others also is a dana. Material wealth you have to give, knowledge you have to give, acquire and give. The swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam, Taittiriya Upanishads talks about acquire and give. Scriptures never say you become a very impoverished life. Acquire and give. One who gives will be respected in the society. One who doesn't give, people start talking ill about that one. That person has so much of money, but what is the use? What is the use? Person dies, a very rich person dies, people are saying, what is the use? He never gave anything. Even that person, so stingy, they say, after the meal, he won't shoo the birds also. He is scared that some grains in the hand will go out. So they say that keep on giving. Those who do not give any charity, they cannot get any respect in this world and beyond also. Beyond also, they say the one who doesn't give, they go into the hell. That hell's name, it's the stingy people. They rot in the hell, they mentally, that soul will not get anything, no water. That the soul feels that mind associated, it wants to have something but never will get. Why I am not getting? Some people, when they are born, they work so hard, but still no money. Other day somebody came here, he told, whatever business I venture in, I don't get any. That is a loss. Whatever I do, it is a loss. What should I do? Because I have not given anything. For some people, no life without asking, I get so many things. Because I have given so much of charity, things starts coming to me naturally. For some people, they work so hard, still no money. Always complaining, sir, I don't have. Dhanam, become magnanimous in your life. Become magnanimous, dhanam, dhamascha. Dhamascha, the fifth one, dhamma means control. Sense control, have the sense control. Dhanam, dhamascha, yajnascha. Yajnascha, yajna means whatever you do in your life, do it as a worship to the God. Yajna, whether eating, talking, working, it's a yajna. Dhanam, dhamascha, yajnascha, swadhyaya. Always contemplate introspection. Read the scriptures. Jagada was telling that every night before going to bed, she reads Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Some positive things, always contemplate, read and contemplate on that one. Arjavam, another quality of a seeker, straightforward living. Not thinking something, doing something. What is there, you speak. And not to, I am not here, if I am not straightforward, I always will think, how can I get something out of you? I will talk according to the situation for my benefit. The spiritual seeker is Shri Krishna talks about straightforward living, like the spiritual seeker's life is like an open book. Dhanam, Dhammascha, Yajnascha, Swadhyaya, Tapa, Arjavam. Tapa means tapa. Tapa means able to handle the challenges in life. Everyone's life is a challenge. Everyone, now Melbourne, 39 degrees, tapa means tapa, it's so hot, you can't go out, so burning, the skin is burning, tapa is there, heat is there, but able to endure the tapa without complaining is tapas. Life is a challenge. Life, so much of problems are there, try to endure the challenges, that is called as tapas. Tapas, those who do not have a stamina to endure the challenges, pata. Pata means they fall down. Pata, one who is always complaining. I complain everything, so if I am always complaining, my friends one by one will walk away. If the old person is always complaining, when the mental stamina is not there, if I am always complaining, nobody wants to come. In the old age home nurses, in the old age home, if the resident is always complaining, no nurse will come near. That person may be ringing the bell, but nobody, because always complaining. One who doesn't complain, always they get abundance. In the marriage also, if you are sitting for the meal, if you say, I don't want, they say, please take it. If I start calling, hey, come here, put here, they deliberately avoid you and go. If you start asking, one more laddu, one more jalebi, come again, they skip that row and go there. Tapa is not keep on asking. When you do not ask, you'll get. When you keep on asking, people will avoid you. This person is a very demanding person, high maintenance person, people avoid. A very high maintenance person, people avoid. When you start enduring, you, Bhagavan is so gracious, when you do, he knows what is required. When you do not ask anything, he will provide. He will provide everything. Provide everything in abundance. And one who keeps on asking, go to the temple, please give that one. And God is not pleased with that one. A devotee who doesn't keep on complaining, Bhagavan will make sure that person's life is comfortable. The comfortable, tapa means endure the challenges in your life without complaining. These nine qualities out of 26, these are the divine wealths. Sri Krishna says, contemplate on this one. Again, how can I, for example, each one, abhayam, put each nine quality, make a scale, 1 to 10, where you are. Abhayam, I'm so scared, anxiety problem, what is my score? Out of 10, my score is 1 or 2. How can I move up? How can I move up? Sattva samshuddhi, my mind is always agitated, disturbed. 1 to 10, put a score. And jnana yoga, knowledge, how much I have. 1 to 10. Dhanam, charity, I am very stingy person. 1 to 10, where do you put yourself? Dhanam, dhamascha, control over the senses. Always complaining the food, salt is less, that is less, this is less. The control over the senses, 1 to 10, how much I have. Yajnascha, able to see the presence of God everywhere, 1 to 10, what is my score? Swadhyaya, am I doing the contemplation every day? What is my score? 1 to 10. And Arjavam, Tapa. Tapa, Tapa, able to endure the challenges. What is my score? And Arjavam, straightforward, do a self-analysis. It's the sadhakas. It is a self-checklist. Put a score, 1 to 10, every day. If the score is, say, 2, how can I move to a scale 3? What can I do? What can I do to do that one? Our target is to move up in the scale, the everyday self-analysis. Make a self-analysis, self-routine, the sadhaka's guideline. Make a table for yourself. Make a checklist for yourself. It's a self-assessment tool. You put yourself, and when as we move up in the scale, we are getting more and more enriched in our life. We are enriched. Lesser and lesser in the scale, we are leading an impoverished life. Sri Krishna says, lead an enriched life. So abundant. You are so wealthy, so abundant. How to have abundance in your life? Move the scale from 0 to 10. When you move up, you never will feel impoverished. You will have abundance. As you are moving down in the scale, always, I may have a lot of money in the bank, but very pitiable life. Dainya Jeevan. Not to lead a dainya jivana, na dainya jivana, no pitiable life, abundance in your life, make a sankalpa, I will, this is the guide for spiritual practitioners, make a table, I will go through all 26 in the coming weeks, make a table, it's a self-assessment, you need not have to discuss with others. You make a list for yourself, contemplate, and put yourself in various situations. Various situations, Bhagavan puts us in various situations to check how we are reacting. How we are reacting. Why he is putting us in various situations? He wants us to test. I may be very appearing to be very spiritual person and going to temple every day, but he puts in various situation to test how we are reacting. After any incident, you put yourself in this situation, why did I react that way? How could I improve? Slowly reflecting on that one, self-assessment, we start correcting ourselves. Sadhana, that is called as self-correction, is called a sadhana. As we do the self-correction, we start moving higher in the scale, we start getting enriched in our life. This is for sadhaka's guideline. Sadhaka's yesterday, somebody, day before yesterday, one person said, in Jayanagar, there is a course, a weekend course is there for 50,000 rupees. Is Kundalini is awakened. 50,000 rupees. There are so many people offering the shortcut. There is no shortcut in spiritual sadhana. 50,000 rupees for one weekend. He was saying that after this one, I want to do, after that they say, I will know about the future. And he was saying that, I will know about the future. He was saying that, once I do, my hair has become grey, and now it seems after doing that one, it will become black. I will know about the future, and Kundalini is awakened. Bhagavan Sri Krishna never talks about the shortcuts. It is saying that not to fall into this pseudo practice, not to fall into this the shortcuts. There is no shortcut in sadhana. Lord has given us long life. As long as we live, we do the sattvic sadhana, continue the sadhana, the path laid by the shastras, path laid by great rishis, great seers, great masters. Let us follow those paths, not to fall into the wrong paths and repent for rest of your life or lives to come. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, these are the checklist. Do the sadhana and acquire the divine wealth. Lead an enriched life. You are never impoverished in your life. Vasudeva Sutam Devam. Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam. Devaki Paramanandam. Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum.